A message to black women.
Who stands up and defends you? The reason I ask is because over the last few years, you have made it everyone's business to know that you're single, strong, sassy, sexy, independent, any of these words. You don't need a man has been your mantra. I don't need a man. I don't need a man. Well, no other group of women says this but Dykes. You know, Butch Dykes. They say they don't need a man. So black women as a whole say they don't need a man. Black women as a whole say they're strong, independent. They can raise their kids by themselves. The word independent means you don't need anyone. You're by yourself. You stand alone. Because you stand alone, people see you that way.
Dark skin girls, dark as you want to get. The ones that are proud that their skin mirrors the reflection of the night. Because they know that's where the man looks to the stars for the direction of his flight. And your own black men may not respect you, appreciate or accept you, but who else can then still strut their stuff, leave their house, not giving a fuck except you? So let him brag about how much he likes his light-skinned girls or his red bones via his Wi-Fi. Because you know, when you get on, you can always leave his ass for a white guy.
How is it that black women get to have it both ways? You get to have it to be a strong ass black woman. You need to tell a nigga that anybody who daddy black make the person black. But then you turn around and say Tiger Woods. Barack Obama. He's a black man. He's a black man even though he was raised by nothing but white people. And his mama is white.
Which doll is the pretty doll? And why is that doll pretty?
Because she's white and you have two eyes.
Which doll is the ugly doll? Why is that doll ugly?
Because he's black.
Which doll looks most like you?
Like me?
Yeah, which one looks like you?
When is she light enough for your acknowledgement? Is it when she's on the cover of Cosmopolitan? Would you prefer one of them models that inject their lips with collagen? So you want a light girl with black features, but not one that actually looks like she has African origin? That is bullshit. Pick up a dictionary, look up the definition of beauty, and then get back to me. She has no need for Botox, concealer, or fake tan, because the Lord blessed her naturally with the shit that they buy from the factory. And then they can say this, that Sully breaks his races. But I don't care, because not on the basis of faces can you dictate where her place is. Especially when her skin is related to some of the greatest created. Because we came off the slave ship, brainwashed by the Matrix, concerned about natural or lace wig, but never once have we debated how it's flipping outrageous, saying S&M because FHM ain't never had none of my sisters top 10 in their ratings.
White men are openly assaulting you now. And because you've run the man off, because for the last four generations now, you have been raising children by yourself. You've been raising boys by yourself. And these boys have no idea how to be men. And what you're getting are these punks who sit around and play on the video game all day, are these punks who can outdress you. She's cute for a dark-skinned girl. Have you ever heard someone say she's cute for a light-skinned girl? She's cute for a half-breed? You've never heard these comments. So when people get mad at me for my stance, I never said treat mixed people bad. I never said punch them in the face. But they're just as much white as they are black. And white people know better than claim them because they're not trying to have their daughters feel bad. They're not trying to have their daughters run around feeling self-conscious because this girl's got year-round color, but I got to go in the tan and get it. Tan in bed to get it. Because this girl's got a little more ass than me. Because this girl's got a natural curl in her hair, but it's still straight. Mine is flat. They know not to put their daughters in position to feel like crap. Black people haven't learned that yet. And it ain't because of black men. It's because of...
And I know society is persuasive. And I know growing up as a young girl, you must have felt what disgrace is. But dark-skinned girl, know that when I look at you, all I see is greatness. And before someone makes this about white girls and black guys, or black guys and white girls, or white guys, it has nothing to do with that crap. It's about us. But this is not an attack, and neither is it a defense. It's just that light skin or dark skin, we're all black. It's just common sense.
Black women have such a hatred for themselves. And I know this is going to bother you, but it's because they want to please the white man so much. And the only thing that pleases the white man is a white woman. They don't want to please black men, because if black women wanted to please black men, they would look like a black woman. When I was little, I did not think of the word nappy hair. I never looked at a chick and said her hair's nappy. When I was young, I looked at a girl and thought she was pretty or not. No matter what her skin color was, she was pretty.
There should never be a question about compatibility. You hold me down, I hold you up. That's what it's supposed to be. Look and see, we've lost our way from back in the day. The wounds have partially healed, but the scars still remain today. They say, you educate a man, you educate an individual. Educate a woman and you educate a nation. And one of our downfalls is lack of communication. Too much pride, too much self-gratification. Be the queen that you are and you will attract that king. Be that significant change you want to be happening. But we must break the mental chains that we're still shackled in. There's a war going on outside. Our battle's within.
This is Simone Craig of SimoneCraig.com, the CEO and founder of Peace Diva. You are not a black woman. I'll say it again. You are not a black woman. That's the truth. If you want to know the key to ending your depression, to ending feeling like something's missing, to ending feeling this subtle desperation around dating and relationships and men, specifically black men, to ending the angst that comes for successful black women who want families, who want the picket fence, but are finding that the if you're wanting an end to that unspoken self-hatred that runs because you compare yourself to every other woman you see that seems to be more desirable, that seems to be more feminine, that seems to be more attractive and beautiful than you. If you want an end to the shame that you feel of your own natural hair, if you want to see an end to the pain that you feel every time you look in the mirror because you aren't light enough, because you aren't dark enough, because you aren't enough. If you want to see an end to constantly trying to be and fit yourself in this box that you know in your heart of hearts you will never fit in, then I say to you, drop the idea, the notion, the stance that you are a black woman.
A message to black women. Sit down, shut up, and take notes.